Okay, here's another part of this whole journey about the big spill. Is asking for help. I make disparaging remarks about, oh, my family's used to helping me out because, you know, I've had cancer and I've had to deal with that and the effects of all the treatment and blah, blah, blah. And now I go and fall. And so they're used to it. And I'm trying not to cast such a negativity to it, because being able to help is important. That's what I do. I mean, I am part of a service industry, but being able to help, that's the other side of the coin from asking for help. It's not a question of knowing when to ask for help. It's just making that step, taking that step and asking for help. And it's so layered. We are taught that we ought to help, which is great. But many times we are taught to help when it is out of our realm of possibility, like, you know, when it's compromising our mental and physical health, when we are helping to the point of exhaustion. And that is part of a trauma response, is being a people pleaser. So let's look at just being able to ask for help. You know, and we'll probably go into discerning the energy. We'll dive into that, discerning the energy of who we can ask for help from. Because not everybody is willing to help, and not everybody is willing to help without some sort of condition. So let's put you at the value first. Is that what we want? Putting you at value first, highest value. Okay, that's good. I like that. So breathe and feel in your body. And if you're not comfortable in your body, just relax into it at this moment. Good. There you go. Breathe again. This is a good time to sit with your palms relaxed, facing up in your lap. Oh.